You mentioned you have trees and tree houses. Those are pretty special resources to have. Are there other sort of other things that are particularly like unique resources that you offer
I
or
think
opportunities?
the craft space, the craft room would be quite unique in the sense that all of the tools are accessible to the kids, right from drills to saws to nails to scissors to knives to hot glue guns to candle wax to pottery wheels. Making it sound very dangerous at the moment, and it's all like, I mean, it's obviously not a free for all, but you know, the kids are all given access to that under supervision and are taught how to use those individual tools appropriately, so that, you know, we're ensuring their safety. And again, it's a bit like the treehouse that, you know, as children grow and develop in their level of understanding and maturity, that, you know, their experience with how to use the various different things appropriately is, you know, they're given more license. An opportunity for that.
Nice.
In terms of other resources, I mean, we do have a huge resource with our art craft teacher as well. So most years we would have a huge project that the whole school get to work on. So for example, this year we had what was called Film Week, and the children did all parts of that. So every year there's some sort of creative project that happens. A couple of years ago, we did Build Week, and that's where we came up with a lot of the cubby houses and tree houses. This year was Film Week, and we are just about to roll out our premiere of our film in a couple of weeks. That was completely done and acted out by the children. Scripts were written. We had parents come in and help and volunteer with that and guide. And it was a huge, big community project. So I think that's a really amazing resource that we draw from at Currumbina, that sets us aside from many, because that seems to be a memory for many children in years to come. And from past classes, they often talk about those big, big community projects that they've participated in and the learning that comes out of that. So
Nice.
that, I guess, as well as that, it's probably not a resource that you're thinking about, but the kinds of teachers that we have, the kinds of teachers that we draw from, are ones that are passionate about finding something that works, not necessarily in the mainstream. So we have a really great group of teachers, support teachers, relief teachers, extracurricular teachers. Everyone that's here are really, really passionate about making sure that these children get what they need in terms of our philosophy. So that's a really important thing to put in there too.
This is the Agentic Schools podcast, where you will learn about schools from around the world, where children's agency to make decisions about their learning and living is more important than their academic skills. I'm your host, Don Berg.